WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations 202 in the AM. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Heard some music from Brother Greg Haynes. The song entitled Dance Like David. And we also heard music from Victor Wooten. The song entitled Prayer. All right, 202 in the AM, going on 203. The number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. Yes, we are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM.
Your mic is loud.
Yeah, we're turning down a little bit. Shout out to Sister Nicole calling in. Always good to hear from you, Nicole and Brother Todd. They all doing all right?
Yeah, they all doing good.
Y'all doing good?
All doing good.
All right, all right. Thanks again to Brother Greg Haynes. HappyGuitar.com is the website. Thanks for calling in, partner. Yes, looking forward to seeing you real soon.
Yes.
In the next few days or so.
Shout out to Sister Winnie Stewart.
Hey, Winnie.
Hey, Winnie.
She called in last week.
Yes, she told me. I got the full
report. You got the full. Oh, she is a big supporter of Gospel Jazzations, man.
She
and she definitely has your back, Don.
Yes, she does.
That's a good person to have in your corner, brother.
That's right. That's my sister.
All right, now. Thank you, Winnie.
Thank you, Winnie.
Shout out to Sharon Addison from Spotlight on Gospel Productions.
Gospel Spotlight Productions.
And again, check her out on Sunday, May 11th for the Mother's Day Award Banquet and Gospel Concert. You got to ask Sharon what year this is. Six, 7 years, something like that. Been doing this for a long time.
This
Mother's Day's event.
That's right.
Yeah, she does it real well. It's the sixth. I see it right here in the small print. The sixth annual Mother's Day.
Put your glasses on.
I got to put my spectaculars on.
Spectacles.
Right. This is being held at the Galloping Hill Inn. Yeah. Say that fast five times.
Oh, yeah. On in Union.
In Union, New Jersey.
The food there is wicked.
Yes.
Yes, in there, Lord.
I always enjoy this day. I'm like, oh my God. Great.
That food is.
I'll be there.
Wow. 325 Chestnut Street.
Yeah.
973-534-4744. Starts at 6 o'clock.
You can't miss it.
Yeah, I know. Right. I know. Yeah, I've been there.
Right on the corner.
It's dead smack in the four corners. Because you know you got the hot dog stand there. Dunkin' Donuts across the street.
Across the street, just in case you feel like you want to have a little pastry if you didn't get enough to eat.
And when they close, there's a nice A&P down the street off the chain.
Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company.
That's right.
Shout out to Darren Walker.
What up, boy?
Hey, listening in on tonight.
Nice, nice.
I talked to Sharon earlier. Talked about a while,
okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Sharon been popping up all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Gospel Jazzation.
And
hello!
She's coming, Don. She's coming, man.
and Miss Brother Blue, what's up with you?
Hey, Brother Blue.
He's been rolling up here with Stacy for the last couple of weeks, Don.
Are you kidding? I ain't never seen him before.
Well, neither have we.
What's up with that? It's good to see Stacy at
You may want to ask Brother Blue
event
that.
Last week.
Yeah, yeah, I understand she was there for Club MD.
Wait, back up. I may want to ask him.
Huh? This thing on?
Okay.
I thought you heard what you heard.
I had to back up. I
had to rewind that, right, Doug?
What?
Oh, my goodness. Sharon, call in, girl. I got to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Sharon Addison. Anyway, shout out to my Aunt Gwen once again out there in Augusta, GA.
Hey, Aunt Gwen.
Was off the... Oh, my God.
We had service last week.
Oh, I missed it.
You had to...
Oh,
from the time the show started, even Kevin called. It was like tag teaming all night long.
It was that kind of show.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Sister Sunshine called in and just laid it down. Just shut it down, boy.
But Aunt Gwen could get all my offerings now.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
No.
I've heard her work.
You had to be here last week. Oh, my God.
Is it uploaded yet?
What? Yeah, it's uploaded, man. I
downloaded already.
Oh, you did?
Y'all got
to
go.
Go to gospeljazzations.com and scroll down to the middle of the page to archived shows. and click on the link that has Wes Morgan on there from last week, and just download all five shows, man. I'm telling you.
Will do.
It was a good show.
Gotta get that on my iPod.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That was a keeper.
Yeah.
That definitely was a keeper. Okay. Shout out to Wes Morgan. Hey, WesMorgan.com. Got to find out how that event went on Sunday. And I know y'all had a blessed time out there in Nashville.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to thank him for coming on the show last week. Dom, man, that dude is incredible. He's the real deal, brother.
Real deal.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
The real deal.
And then I found out last week that his next album is already done. He's ready to, you know.
About to push it out, huh?
He's ready to push it out, but my girl, Benita Bellamy, is just telling him, sit tight. We can still ride this one out for a little bit.
Sit tight.
Yeah, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah. That's right. You can't push them out too quick.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
You want to give another season. Oh, I feel the preach.
All right, now. I want to say hello to Sister Melanie Hill. How you doing, Melanie? From the University of Virginia. I had a pre-recorded show that I ran last week as well.
Okay.
She was on Showtime at the Apollo on Saturday night at 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yes, that's when it comes on.
Yeah. It was good to see her. She shut it down, won again.
Shut it down.
Yes, she did. She tore the place out. Her beautiful, long, luxurious dress. And her hair was all did.
her hair was did.
It was did up, brother.
My hair was... I ain't mad at you, girl.
Well, that's the only way you get your hair done. It's did.
It's did, right? But yeah, congratulations. Log on to Melanie Violin, melanievioelin.com.
Oh, I wish I could.
I know. We got to find out where the power switch in that room is. And also log on to myspace.com/MelanieRHill. Okay. Middle initial R, Melanie R. Hill, for more information about Sister Melanie. She has a brand new project out as well. Shout out to the Kamisi Bo Club at Macedonia, my home church, Macedonia Amy Church.
Yeah.
We had a bebop to hip hop event on Saturday that I emceed.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, and that's why I couldn't come to see you on Saturday night, Don, or else I would have been there.
I was like, dang, I wonder where Tony's parents are. I could have walked over there for lunch.
But no, man, we had a good time, great time. Good showing of people came out and showed up, showed out.
Okay. Were your parents there?
Yeah, yeah.
My parents weren't even home.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. But it was all good, man. We had a wonderful, wonderful time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Nice. But Don Corey.
Yes.
How in the world did it take you 3 hours to get lost, brother? I want to know.
No, correction. Three and a half.
Oh, he wants to add the 30 minutes in there, JP.
Oh, yeah.
3.5 hours. 3.5 hours,
guys,
to get from Orange to Hackensack.
Absolutely upset. I had a GPS system that went on the blink. I didn't realize it. But, and it only had one route. You know how you, when you go, if you pass a certain point, it just readjusts itself.
Uh-huh.
Got you from there. It was not. Every exit on the parkway, it was guiding me back.
Would you buy that GPS? Would you buy that GPS off the app?
Well, no, it wasn't mine. But it worked. You know, but
it
worked. Every
it didn't work, brother.
Well, it didn't work at first. But I went to Virginia with it.
Okay.
No problem. But, you know, after driving around 3 hours, it was Sean's GPS system.
Oh, you're going to put it on Sean now.
No,
now
it's his
fault.
It was his system. I borrowed it from him. But at any rate, after 3 hours of going around in circles.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm in Hackensack. A Paramus at exit 161, and it's still telling me to go back to Bloomfield Avenue. But anyway, after a couple of hours, I called Sean. You know, I was just saying, like, Sean, guess what? I still can't find, I don't know what it is with this address or whatever, you know. So he said, you know what? There's a pin in the back of it. Take that out and stick it in the reset button.
Mm-hmm.
And once I did that, it brought me straight there.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the GPS?
It was made by a company called Jensen.
But they're not famous for GPS
systems,
though.
GPS system.
I don't know.
Car stereos.
You know.
Right.
Jensen?
That's what it gives.
Jensen?
J-E-N-S-E-N?
Yeah, car stereos.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I have used it before.
Mm-hmm.
And no problem. But mm-hmm. I guess, obviously, sometimes they need to be reset. You know, so once I set the reset button, it took me right there.
3.5 hours, though, Don.
3.5 hours. Because it kept getting me back on the... There was a one point when it was trying to get me to turn off on this exit on 80. But the exit was closed because of construction. So the next thing is the turnpike. And now I'm on my way back to Kearney.
Tony, what kind of GPS you have?
I got a Garmin, man.
Yeah, Garmin is one of the best.
I have a, but, you know, the Z best, my brother.
McKellen.
But I'm telling you, this one, I don't know. I didn't have any problems in Virginia. I didn't have any problems going anywhere else. A couple of times. But
3.5 hours, man.
Yeah.
No. Couldn't you, like, pull over to a gas station and ask somebody?
No.
You didn't want to do that?
Here we go.
No,
I
wasn't
in
that
circles.
Because I was never, you know.
Were you ever in the vicinity?
When I finally stopped in Hackensack, I just came, you know, like I would come to the radio station thinking that it would guide me from there, but it just kept guiding me back to the same point. And then I just stopped and parked. But where I was, it was like no gas station, no nothing. You know, some warehouse didn't. You know,
man.
So I was like, you know, I was getting ready to go back home because once it reset, and then let me tell you, once it reset, the satellite wouldn't come on.
You were jacked up, brother.
So I was like,
devil was busy that night.
At this point, I can't even get to the parkway. I don't know where I'm at to get to the turnpike.
Can't be
just
dependent,
like,
on those things, man. They only came out just a few years ago. Go back to the old school. Break out a map or something like that.
Yeah, should have did map.
Call somebody.
You know. I mean, there was some directions on the thing. I found out later.
Oh, come on, Don. See, that's what happens with technology, man. We get so used to
it's
it and dependent
when it
on
works.
It. Oh,
when
yeah,
it
when
doesn't.
It works, but, you know, it's made by humans, so it's human error.
Of course. You know, but that reset button. Reset. I didn't know about the reset button afterwards, you know. But
3.5 hours.
I was so frazzled when I got there. I was like, I don't want to say nothing.
I heard you shut it down. They said you held the note so long. Somebody went all the way to Brooklyn to get some beef patties and came back and you still holding it. That's a big it.
Well, Don, we have somebody who was there at the show. Who did he see you?
Hey, Tony, Sharon.
Hey, Sharon. Sharon Addison and Owls.
What's up, Guan, girl?
Sharon.
Hey, Don, listen, the whole night I spent so much money buying food. Because all I keep hearing is, Don Corey here? Is Don Corey here? Man, I keep going up. I went, I bought chicken, I bought rice, I bought beef patties, I bought soda.
Because none of them were answering their phones. I was like, oh, but when I got there, I understood why, because it was so loud, you wouldn't even been able to hear it, even if you had your phone on.
So my husband said,
DJ Tony Tone.
Listen, my husband said, can't somebody just call Don and give him the directions?
Nobody would call me back. I thought, like, after I hadn't been there, after I hadn't showed up after a certain time, that they would call me, but no one called me.
Wow.
But, Don, when you came in, you did your thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was telling you, I said, boy, Don, you held that note so long. I went to Brooklyn, got me 2 more beef patties, and came back. And you were still holding that note, man. You got a standing ovation for that. You lucky that night. You lucky.
Wow.
You just made it at the 11th hour, Don Corey.
Yeah, it was like.
It was very nice. It was very nice, Don. Yeah. Your man. And I was like, how come all this time I haven't booked Don on my on any of my shows?
That's right.
I don't know. Come on, right here.
He's right here.
I'm right here.
As you notice, I don't have too many people on it.
Yeah, you cut it down this time, Sharon.
Yeah.
I know. All I would need is just Providence, and that's it.
Okay.
I wouldn't need anybody else. That would have been it.
Yes.
But, Don, that was a good night. I enjoyed that night so much. The saga continues. Is Don Corey Washington in the house? Did anybody see Don Corey?
God.
On the microphone. Don.
And when I came in, I was really coming in to just say, I'm so sorry, you know, but I'm going home.
And everybody turned looking. There's Don Corey.
There's Don Corey walking in.
I thought I had missed it because there was a band leaving out when I came in, so I was just gonna say, okay, you know, I'm sorry.
The whole thing was going on, it was very nice, and the choirs and so forth.
Yeah.
And you came just in time, man.
Yeah.
So it was nice.
Yeah.
So the next one, Don, you're gonna use that GPS system?
No,
well, you know how to get there now.
Matter of fact,
Don,
I'm gonna take public transportation. The 76 goes right in that near that area.
I'm terrible with directions.
I'm not familiar with Hackensack at all. I know how to get to the radio station.
But he's just at the backtrack.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm listening to y'all.
Well, Sharon.
Maybe next week, Tony, I come in.
Please do, Sharon. We're looking forward to seeing you, girl.
Sharon,
all right.
Please.
Hold on.
You ain't going that quick.
What are you saying, JP?
So you hanging up here. Stacy.
Yeah, I was. Sunday night, it was very nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you sounded very good. Nice. I heard you, Sharon. You sounded good, girl, doing your thing.
Yeah. I was mixing it, taking it easy, and doing my thing there.
Yes.
You know, okay. So it's so good, and the audience showed me a lot of love. So, yeah. You know, I'm thankful. Getting the mix in there and so forth. So
right.
God be the glory.
Yeah.
Man. All right. So next week, guys.
You gonna come in next week, Sharon?
Yeah, man. No problem.
Nice. Well, we're gonna have a good time next week. Definitely. Sharon Anderson will be here live in living color.
Yes.
Finally on Gospel Jazz Nation with the crew.
That's
the
right.
whole crew and nothing but the crew.
Yeah.
The whole crew.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Go ahead and do your thing.
All right, Sharon. Thank you, girl. Bye bye. All right, 201-692-2012 is the number here in the studios. We are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM. Give us a call. Love to hear from you. I know Kevin's going to be calling in real soon, adding his 2 cents. Don Corey.
Yeah. It'll all be right. Good hit to hear from the brother.
All right. That sounds good.
In spite of.
What do you have coming up soon, Don? What's on the forefront for you or for Providence?
Let's see. Well, we're going back to Ohio.
How was that? How was Ohio? Oh, I know you went awesome. Right there after Club MD.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, that next morning I was on a flight. Yeah, I had to be at the airport at 6.
Mm-hmm.
And we were out at First Church of First Church of Christ in Columbus, Ohio, with Bishop Timothy Clark, and 3 services back to back. First service at 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and we did 11 o'clock service.
Okay,
all day and packed. Each service packed.
Nice.
You know, and it's a huge church on all this acres of land. So that was good. And so we're going out to another church in Columbus, Ohio, Bishop Tillman.
Okay.
New Covenant Ministries will be there Mother's Day weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. So
all
God
right.
is good.
And you, JP, you got that little one about to spring up real soon. Man.
That's right.
May 7th.
Ah.
So we got like a week and a half.
Soon come, child.
Yeah. Child soon here.
Yeah.
May come a little earlier than that.
Yeah, the diapers.
Way. No, we got that.
Diapers and we, you know, some Similac and I guess that they still use the Similac.
Not unless you're gonna breastfeed.
Okay.
Well, we wish you all the best, bro.
Natural.
Wish you all the best, JP.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, man. I know we'd be getting that phone call.
Yeah.
Any
well,
day now.
Everything's done. Nursery's done.
You're just ready for them to come on. You
know, any day now.
The backyard is done. You know.
Right.
My wife is home now.
Yeah.
Her last day was Friday.
Okay. Shout out to Paris.
Shout out to Paris.
Mother to be.
At she's home with her feet up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, actually, no. She's been, you know, feet's been good.
Okay.
A little swollen here and there, but she's, you know, thank God she didn't go through any morning sickness or
praise God
being nauseous. And you know, most pregnant women she's spoken to said that's unreal.
Yeah, well,
but you know, there's favor in
the
house.
She's in the land of Goshen.
Shamata.
In the land of Goshen, it's raining, thundering and lightning across the street, but not in the land of Goshen.
Yeah, so thank God she didn't have any morning sickness or anything.
Praise
so
God.
Okay,
and did you have any?
No.
Because, you know, some husbands.
I've been working out.
Okay.
Make no mistakes about it.
I see. You got the little small clothes on.
I'm that's like, right.
I better get to
and
the
you
gym
know
quick.
What?
You
I
better.
Just
got
to Valley today.
You know
I'm
what
so
happens?
Glad.
And I said it today. We was having a conversation. I said, wow, I got to get rid of all my big clothes.
Yeah. Or you either take them in.
No, because they're not going to look right now.
They're go too, to pause. Paul's in Bloomfield Avenue and take work miracles.
That's a lot of clothes to take in.
Listen, all the hems is like $2.
My suit jackets and my pants.
Cheap.
Let's put it this way.
They've been in business for years.
My waist was a 44. I'm down to a 38. I'm back to my fighting weight.
I'm about
to walk the runway.
And next we have JP.
Go ahead,
I'm not getting too.
Go ahead, stretch the thing, JP. Stretch
JP
yourself,
man. Mr. Universe fashion right. Next
week. The Speedos
year.
On.
That's right. Hey, I was home doing a little Mr. Universe.
I was home.
Mr.
Universe. Yeah, I'm about to join.
What? Huh?
Didn't you used to do
I did bodybuilding back in the day. Yes, yeah. I did. Yes, I did. Yeah. Those days are overdone.
Yes. Stir up the gift.
Yeah.
2:22 in the AM. Let's get some music on for everybody. Right now, here's music
got
coming to you
up,
from Wes Morgan. The song entitled Just Can't Get Enough. And we're going to follow that up with some music from Brother Kevin Moore, available to you right here on Gospel Jazz Nation, WFDU 89.1. Yeah.
Well, talk to Lord.
You are all that done, Corey. We'll be right back, y'all. Stay tuned.
I know.
Wanting more of you. Don't leave me this way. No, no. I'd be afraid, so dismayed. Always wanting more of you. Oh. Early in the morning, late in the afternoon, in the middle of the day, the things I say. You're such a part of me, anyone else can see. My mind just stays on you.
Just can't get enough.
Every day wanting more of you. Don't leave me this way, no, no, no. I'd be afraid, so dismayed. Been a constant friend, like a brother till the end. Without your shoulder to lean on, I'd probably be dead and gone. I just want you more and more each day.
Just can't get enough.
Every day wanting more of you. Don't leave me this way. I'd be afraid, so dismayed. You, Lord, no.
somebody. Give him glory today.
feels good too, doesn't it, JP?
It sure do. Mm. I thought she was standing in the room.
Lisa Scott Bailey, right here on Gospel Jazzations. I love that voice. Love that voice.
Oh, my God.
And the voice fits the personality.
Somebody
that's
say
right.
Pristine.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Lisa Scott Bailey, the song entitled Available to You. And right before that, a double play featuring our West Coast correspondent, Kevin Moore, right here on Gospel Jazzations. And we open up that set with Wes Morgan, the song entitled Just Can't Get Enough, right here. On Gospel Jazzation, you know how we do, boy.
That's yeah. right.
It is 2:40 in the a.m. Our number is 201-692-2012. And we are streaming all the way live at WFDU.FM.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. This next song coming up, I want to give her a quick shout out. The CD's been number one for the past 7 weeks. On the jazz charts, on the contemporary jazz charts. This is Angela Christie.
Oh, wow.
And she is appearing tonight, Wednesday night, at 8 o'clock, at the opening of the Dove Awards, GMA, and she's doing her thing. Shout out to Angela Christie. Coming to you from the ATL.
I heard her Sunday, too. They called her. Ah. At the other station, at the other opposite end of the dial.
Ah, they did,
yeah,
huh?
They did, yeah. They talked about. No, I'm sorry. It was Yolanda Adams.
Oh, okay.
On the other FM station.
Okay.
I mean the AM station.
Yeah. AM, FM. Yeah. Who's counting?
Same thing.
Same thing.
No. It's different frequencies.
Yeah, it is. I know. That's where I heard the interview.
Okay.
Yolanda was giving her much props.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, sister girls doing her thing.
And encourage one another.
That's right.
Yeah. So she's been playing for a long time.
Yes, she has. Yes, she has.
I remember going to our conventions. You know, she's always there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an artist.
Yeah, she's a little dynamo, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Shout out to my girl, Angela. And she's usually up in the morning about 4:30, 5 o'clock or so.
Okay.
Give her a quick shout out. Yeah. All right. Here's the song, Because of Who You Are, from her brand new CD, The Breath of Life. Definitely pick that bad boy up. Hey, JP, guess what came out yesterday?
Lettuce. Rag. Rag, man. Yes, it did. It showed it. It showed up, did.
Rage came out on
Rage,
yesterday.
Yeah, Rage.
Is the name of the CD by the group Lettuce. You log on to their website, lettucefunk.com, for more information.
You got it?
No, I didn't get it yet, man. Okay. I didn't go anywhere today to get it.
You didn't get it?
But I will. I shall have it by next week.
I think my wife downloaded it.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get that bad boy on iTunes.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's a wonderful thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I know it is.
Don, you were telling me you had the Soul Live.
Man.
On your iPod and you listen to that bad boy?
On the plane, all I did was just kept rewinding. I couldn't get away from it.
It's like that. That's what Kevin was saying too, man.
I'll
just
tell you, that
can't get enough that groove.
My soul on fire. Oh, God.
I was sitting on a plane. I don't know where I was coming from one day. And I was in the window seat, and these two elderly people, the wife was in the middle, and the husband was on the other end. They said, you know, when we got ready to get off, he said, you must have been really into that music, because your body has to stop moving.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the whole ride, right, JP?
I bet that head was just bopping.
The head was bopping, yes. So your head was just doing all of this and everything. So you must have been listening to some good music. I said, yeah, you just don't understand. I sure was.
Yeah.
Just can't help yourself.
Yeah, that thing is set my soul afire.
It keeps pulling on you,
I
right?
Said, oh my God. Somebody let me off. Let me get on the wing or something.
Get on the wing. You still may not go nowhere.
I just need to have some air. I need some space.
2:44 in the a.m. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Appreciate you. And thanks to Brother Greg Haynes for calling into the program at 1:30.
Yes,
Greg
yes.
Haynes, happyguitar.com is the website. Let's give you a round of applause, too, brother. Hey, what happened to my... What's going on here?
Where's the crowd at?
What happened to my shortcut?
I don't know.
Power's out.
Touch the dial. Oh, the power went out again?
Well, on this bad boy. Oh, thanks. Oh, there you go, JP. Thank you, man. Yeah, the power switch came out.
I had to talk to the folks. I had to talk to them. They, you know.
Okay.
Hey, put some lotion on their hands.
Please.
They'll be with you in a moment.
All right. The 360 is booting up, Sister Sharon. But anyway, 2:45 in the a.m., 15 minutes before the top of the hour, 3 o'clock, and we're going to come to you with a 3 o'clock song.
What?
The one that Don Corey likes.
Ah, goodness. That
3 o'clock song was wicked yesterday, boy.
Of fire.
I told y'all it's going to be wicked today.
My God, from a burning bush.
Ah, Shanata.
Hey, baby, I shut them all. I got to bring that back up again.
Yeah, you do.
Please do. Please do.
I haven't listened to it in over a week.
Please do.
You need me shit.
You know what? Maybe.
Well,
I can get on YouTube here. So, Don, pull that video up for me, man.
We came to magnify.
Don, pull that video up for me over here.
My special guest.
Play that, brother. Pull that up over here, brother.
All right.
All right. Here is Angela Christie, Because of Who You Are. We'll be right back, y'all. Angela Christie right here on Gospel Jazz Asians, WFDU 89.1 FM, Because of Who You Are, coming to you from the CD, The Breath of Life. Log on to AngelaChristie.com for more information. That's AngelaChristie.com. All right, Angela Christie, Because of Who You Are. All right, Don, thanks for getting this video up for me, brother.
Oh, certainly.
So,
it's my pleasure. We hope that you are blessed by it.
Hey, EDVIC.
Let's see if Kevin likes it. Did you send this to Kevin, too?
I probably did. I sent it to all the musicians.
Okay.
I think I did.
All right. Y'all
if
check
not,
this.
We'll refer him to the page.
Okay.
Hey, EDVIC Shunama. Glory to God. Hey, but I thank God. Under EDVIC, God, look on right now. In the name of Jesus, healing hands, touch and deliver. Touch. Healing hands, touch and make whole. Hallelujah, ha. Hallelujah, look on every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. Hey, Shondo, God, we came to praise you. We came to lift you up. We came to magnify your holy name. Hey, Shatai, because truly the name of the Lord is a high tower.
Yes,
the
yes.
Righteous run in. And they are saved. Hey, EBB, I shun them off. God is this broadcast air. Hey, EBB, I shun them. Let a spirit of encouragement sweep over your people. This is Evangelist Mary L. McCracken.
Wow. I say you're on fire.
On fire. For the Lord.
That's right. Memphis, Tennessee, y'all.
Hey!
Can't make that up.
EBB, I shun them off. For those of you who would like to see more of that video, you can go to YouTube.
Can you give the interpretation?
And you can type in the search, Holy Ghost.
Excuse me. Can you give the interpretation?
No, the Lord didn't speak to me while that was on. It's called Holy Ghost Takeover.
All right. Gotcha.
Oh, I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the trip.
In the meantime.
That's a long trip.
Here's music.
But I'm enjoying it.
From Robin Harris. Fantastic trombonist, the song entitled Going Up Yonder.
That's right.
Right here in Gospel Jazz Asians. WFDU 89.1 FM. Too much, man.
Thank you. From?
I'm calling from Desmond, Iowa.
Have you called for a handkerchief?
Have I called for my handkerchief?
Uh-huh. All right, how can we pray for you this morning?
Yeah, well, I was actually having a lot of pain in my elbows and whatnot.
Okay.
Is it hurting right now?
It's hurting right now. I have to sit with my elbows and my arms folded all day long. I can't move.
And are they hurting right now?
Yes, it's hurting right now.
All right, listen, God's getting ready to heal your body. I hear the Lord saying that the miracles that you've been standing in the gap waiting for, that the miracles is on its way right now. And God is healing your body right now. I want you to shake those arms right now and move those elbows right now.
I'm shaking them.
Because God is healing you right now. Did you feel that?
No, I didn't.
Tell me how you feel now.
I still feel pain, but done.
But the pain is leaving out right now.
I tell you the same. I wouldn't trade them for nothing.
The shakes.
I'm feeling bad.
2:59 in the AM, y'all. 20 seconds before the top of the hour, 3 o'clock. We'll be right back with you. It is Gospel Jazz Stations, WFTU 89.1 FM.
You know, somebody gonna say we going to hell.
Nobody likes to change.